What does the Japanese purchase or indication of interest in purchasing F-35s mean for our part of the program, for the U.S. part of the program?
I think it means three things. First is the Japan selection is a real vote of confidence for the F-35 program. For over a year, they've run a very rigorous and fair and open competition. And after all that in-depth and look at the program, the clear choice and the clear winner was the F-35. It also is good for the U.S. economy. Right now, there's about 127,000 direct and indirect jobs associated with the F-35 program. The Japan win will add another 10,000 direct and indirect jobs. And these jobs are high-tech aerospace jobs, and they'll be based here in the United States. And I think the third thing is the Japan selection reinforces the advanced capabilities of the F-35 fighter. You know, Japan's in a very tough part of the world, and it has very significant security challenges. And the Japan selection, when you add it to Israel and the three U.S. services and eight other international partners, it is a great vote of confidence for the capabilities of this fifth-generation fighter and what the international component of the program means in terms of savings for the three U.S. services and our nation.
Talk about that impact, because what are we on schedule to buy? What is the United States on schedule to buy right now across the three branches on the F-35?
Over 2,400 airplanes right now they're on schedule to buy, but that international component and what it does for savings for the U.S. government is over $35 billion in terms of the contribution of the eight international partners to the development, to the tooling of the build of the F-35, as well as to driving down the cost of the airplane or the learning curve over the life of the aircraft. So it's a significant savings, as well as what it does for interoperability and allied burden sharing and coalition building.
The DOD's JSF.mil website says nine nations are partnering in the system development demonstration phase. In addition to the United States, there are eight others, UK, Italy, Netherlands, Turkey, Canada, Denmark, Norway, and Australia. Japan now coming on board. What is the potential for more of an international footprint for this plane? Are there any other countries out there that are looking at it that you can talk about?
I can. Israel has already signed a LOA with the United States to purchase airplanes at the same time as Japan does. In that same category is Singapore, and they are likely to purchase in that same relative time frame. In early or the first quarter of 2012, Korea has indicated they're going to put out a competition and decide at the end of 2012 for their next 60 airplanes. And right now we understand the requirement is for a stealthy multi-role fighter, and we think F-35 it will be an excellent candidate to fill that role.
Now, there was a report this week in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that there are some problems that you've run across in the testing on this. Talk about how you're addressing some of those problems and building confidence inside the Pentagon on the continuing testing on the plane.
Sure. This is a development program, and we have, you know, like every program that does go through development, we have our challenges. But through numerous reviews from many different countries, what they've found when looking at the program is there are no technical showstoppers. And we're picking up the testing as well. So right now we have six airplanes out at Edwards Air Force Base. We have eight test airplanes at Patuxent River, Maryland, and now we have six airplanes down at Eglin Air Force Base. So we're picking up the pace of testing. We're going to finish 2011 about 10% ahead of our flight test plan. So over 100 flights above what we had projected to fly in 2011. So it's a good news story. We're picking up the sense of testing. The airplane's flying great. We're confirming the stealth capabilities. We've taken the F-35B out to the ship and done vertical landings as well as short takeoffs. So we are building confidence and again, retiring risk and increasing confidence throughout the Pentagon.
And there's an element of that the Pentagon has asked Lockheed Martin to take on. Talk about how you're taking on that risk and taking that risk away from DOD.
Yes, it's called concurrency, and that's the changes you have to do for an aircraft as you test it as well as build it at the same time. And Lockheed Martin will partner with the U.S. government and share in that development risk as we go forward, or that concurrency risk, if you will. We're also putting a great deal of our financial resources into the program. To date, capital investments have been about $1.3 billion. Over the next 5 years, we're going to invest another $1 billion. So it's appropriate that Lockheed Martin puts skin in the game with the F-35, and we're stepping up and doing so.